from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Oak-covered rolling hills, grassy meadows, and roaming cows are still typical scenes in many parts of California. That's due in part to a state conservation program known as the Williamson Act. For more than four decades, much of California's ranch land has been protected by the program. But with the state's budget woes, it's on the chopping block. And that has both ranchers and environmentalists concerned, as Lauren Summer reports.
After plenty of winter rain, the hills of the Yolo Land and Cattle Company are especially green this year. That's a good thing, says owner Casey Stone, when you're raising grass-fed cattle.
We've become more grass farmers than cow farmers. You got to manage the whole resource and whole package.
Stone is driving me through his 7,500-acre ranch in Yolo County, about 30 miles west of Sacramento.
Here's some of our fall calvers out here.
We come across just a few of his 700 Black Angus cattle, who right now have fuzzy winter coats.
There's only been a few families that have owned this ranch over the years since it was homesteaded back in the 1860s.
Stone's father started their cattle operation in the 1970s, and he took advantage of the Williamson Act. Here's how it works. In exchange for agreeing not to develop their land, the Stones pay lower property taxes on their ranch. The program was created in 1965 to preserve open space in California. Today, it covers more than half of the state's farm and ranch land.
I think people have taken it for granted up until recently because it's always been something that's out there.
Under Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget, state funding for the Williamson Act would be eliminated. The possibility of losing the tax break is making Stone nervous. He says the program helps keep many ranchers afloat, given the volatile cattle market.
It's a very cyclical business. You know, 8 years ago, we were down in the dumps.
Without the program, Stone expects his property taxes to jump 38% on the ranch. For his neighbors, he says, it could be higher, and that creates pressure to subdivide the land.
In this type of area, everybody wants a ranchette in the country.
The ranchers are going to by far be hit the hardest here.
John Young is the agricultural commissioner for Yolo County.
The pressure on them is going to be to cut this acreage apart and start to sell it off chunk by chunk.
There may not be much development pressure today, but Young expects it to come back as the economy rebounds. And since ranchers need a lot of land to raise cattle, higher taxes will hit them hardest.
Most farmers can't afford to pay those kind of taxes when it takes 40 acres for one cow-calf pair.
Counties will also be in a tight spot if the legislature passes Brown's budget. Since counties collect lower property taxes under the program, the state usually reimburses them for the lost funds. In Yolo County, that's supposed to be $1.3 million a year. Of course, these days, all of California is facing some tough cuts, as Governor Brown said a few weeks ago.
Do I like the choices we face? No, I don't like them. But after serious study of the options left by a $25 billion deficit, the budget I proposed is the best that I can devise.
Young says it would fall to the counties to decide if they can continue the conservation program without state support.
Williamson Act is one of the best land conservation acts that's ever existed anywhere. So really, this is a statewide issue. It shouldn't be on each individual county to decide that.
But the Williamson Act isn't just something that ranchers care about.
So this is, we're now standing on the side of a vernal pool.
Jamie Marty is an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy. She's pointing to what looks like a small pond on Howard Ranch, a 12,000-acre cattle ranch in eastern Sacramento County.
So vernal pool is basically a seasonal wetland. And this is sort of a little hot spot of native diversity.
Marty says these small wetlands may not seem like much, but every spring they only appear in California's grasslands. By summer, they're completely dried up.
You have, you know, hundreds of plant species that are found nowhere else in the world except in California in vernal pools.
These pools are also home to species like fairy shrimp and tiger salamanders. 10 years ago, Marty began a study to see if cattle were harming these tiny communities.
I thought that I was going to find that some species were really going to lose out in a grazed grassland.
Instead, Marty found that cattle help create a better environment for vernal pools. There are types of grazing that are not good for the ecosystem, says Marty, but studies have shown that rangeland is an important habitat for raptors and other wildlife. That's why the loss of more than 500,000 acres of California rangeland over the last quarter century is a concern.
It's pretty shocking. Some counties have a lot more loss than others.
And that, says Marty, is where the Williamson Act comes in.
Really, the only reason that this grassland is in existence today is because it has been ranched, because people have been able to make a living off of it.
That's why she sees the Williamson Act as an important conservation tool in California. State legislators are now holding budget hearings that will decide the future of the program, possibly by next month. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Check out the results of Jamie Marty's research on vernal pools at our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Videz Family Foundation.